Federal Parliament's risen for a fortnight's break in sittings after a grim start to the year with intense scrutiny of the culture that exists in the building. Multiple inquiries are underway following the allegation that ex-Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins was raped in a ministerial office and pressured against speaking out for fear of losing her job. It's prompted other women to lodge complaints and calls for Parliament to fix its culture. Tom Lowry reports.
At the end of a sitting week, drivers wait and cars idle at the doors of Parliament House to ferry politicians and their staff to Canberra Airport. For some, the end of this two-week stretch couldn't come fast enough. Here's the Greens' Janet Rice.
I think everyone's been really rattled, and it's just really brought to a head some of the awfulness of the culture here.
For a fortnight, Parliament has been consumed by a conversation about its own culture. Revelations that Brittany Higgins, a staffer to now Defence Minister Linda Reynolds, was allegedly raped in the Minister's office nearly 2 years ago, stunned the building.
It's actually shocked, I think, both sides or all sides of Parliament.
Liberal MP Dr Katie Allen spoke to Q&A.
I used to say the warm winds of change were coming. There's like a howl going down the corridors of Parliament. I think this is a real Me Too moment.
Janet Rice says as a workplace, Parliament can no longer escape change.
The good thing about the last 2 weeks has absolutely brought it to the surface, and I just hope that it's been seen to be serious enough that something's now going to be done about it. Because too many women have suffered too much in this building.
While Brittany Higgins' story shocked many, it appears to have resonated with some in a different way. A surge of complaints about sexual assaults has landed with ACT police, some relating to alleged incidents at Parliament House, others in the public service.
That's not surprising to hear. I think the Brittany Higgins case has given a lot of women agency to feel that they can report and talk about things.
Labor frontbencher Linda Burney says it's time the Parliament turned the spotlight on itself and the treatment of those who work within it.
There has been this issue that has probably been under the carpet for a very long time.
That culture is set to be pulled apart in a wide-ranging inquiry being established by the Finance Minister, Simon Birmingham. The ABC has been told it's likely to be led by the Sex Discrimination Commissioner, Kate Jenkins. For Liberal Senator Andrew Bragg, it's as simple as making sure the Parliament has the very basic practices of a large, modern workplace.
It's important, just like you would have in a business, that the HR department, if you like, can deal with these things independent of the employer, so that people feel that they can make a complaint without any fear of losing their role here.
Labor's Linda Burney is looking for a more dramatic, longer-term change.
You look at Parliament, you see an awful lot of grey and increasingly blue suits. The women's representation across the board in the Parliament is something around 22%.
Labor has been trying to tackle its own culture. Today, the National Executive of the ALP will be presented with a new code of conduct, guiding how staff, volunteers and politicians are to treat one another. It would change the way instances of bullying, sexual harassment and other complaints are handled. Labor's Sharon Claydon, who has been steering the effort, says that could include taking complaints outside the party structure.
The existing pathways have a series of people within the party, but potentially removed from the complainant and their immediate situation. There is still, I think, room for a broader discussion within Labor about whether there are times where you would want to also engage a complete independent outside sort of source.
Liberal Senator Andrew Bragg says if the National Parliament can't get workplace culture right, who can?
I think we need to reflect the broader community's expectations that the institutions here support the culture that we want.
Liberal Senator Andrew Bragg ending that report from Tom Lowry. And if you know someone who needs help, you can call 1-800-RESPECT. That's 1-800-737-732.